Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to Better Homes and Gardens and a little sports talk, too, as we get our number two in the mix. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday.
I think we should give something away. You want to give something away?
Sure, why not?
Let's give something away. Now is your chance to win four, not two, not three, not one.
Okay.
Four tickets to the 2018 Hunters Extravaganza. It's the granddaddy of all Texas hunting shows, and it's back. Check out the latest in equipment, technology, clothing, blinds, and more. Friday, August 3rd through Sunday, August 5th at Energy Center. Presented by Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Kids under the age of 12 get in free, so you can make it a family thing if you so choose. You can get tickets and more details at ttha.com. That's ttha.com. But like I said, now is your chance to win four tickets right now. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Good luck.
There you have it.
Indeed.
Go ahead and bring something home. And maybe if you're on the app, you can get there in time. Right?
Uh-huh.
You gave them enough time, right? Everybody always bitches about the app. They don't have a chance to win. We used to be that we didn't, if we went like caller four or five or whatever. So then we went to 10. Then they said it should be 15. What is the adequate number?
I don't know. I like the way how Dell like teases the giveaway.
That's probably smart.
That might be.
I heard Fred did something really smart yesterday where he said, all right, we're going to do, because I think the listeners were saying, well, those of us that stream the show can't ever win. So for tickets to the listener appreciation party. So he said, all right, here's what we'll do. At 5:30,
right,
we'll do the giveaway. So start calling at 5:30, which I thought was really smart. So
absolutely,
maybe we should do that.
Yeah, we could try and do that. And then at that point, we've done our due diligence. Like, we've done everything that
could. Now, we've also done, like, caller 25.
Yeah, like if the intern, right, like if Barry doesn't like the intern, caller 76.
Yeah, that's more punishment than forward thinking on the app people.
No, it's not punishment. It's just giving everyone an opportunity. It sucks for the intern. But how hard is it to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Serious labor right there.
All right. I didn't realize that was labor.
It's not hard. It's just annoying, I guess.
True. True, true.
I guess. I mean, I haven't done that in a while, but I've done it a couple times.
Really?
Like,
yeah, when we don't have an intern, you know.
Man, that does suck.
It's not that bad.
No.
But you're actually polite enough to say caller one, caller two, caller three.
I know we got those text messages and stuff. I really believe every intern does that.
We had a couple admit that they.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Sometimes they're a little lax on that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They're out there with Jong. I think they're minding their P's and Q's because he's right there.
When Jong goes to lunch, that's when they.
When they act up.
A little lackadaisical.
Act a fool.
Yeah.
John Parker said, what's the Saturday morning 740 and 610 radio? I have questions about my yard. Can y'all answer them for me? Yeah. John, you call and I'll answer
Barry's
any question you have.
We prefer you do it offline somewhere.
If any listener out there has questions about their lawn,
713-780-3776.
Oh, you call this station. I will answer whatever lawn questions you have.
Email Barry at his personal email, which is
Oh, I wish you would. I'll start giving out phone numbers.
You already have in the past, so nothing would stop you from doing it again. Yeah, I mean, if you want your weeds whacked in the proper way.
Well, you didn't need to put it that
way. Get
up,
Barry.
You didn't need to put it that way.
If you got a problem with a hoe that just ain't getting it done, hit up Barry.
Somebody texted this in, and I didn't notice this, but it says, speaking of Astros commercials, I don't know when we were talking about Astros commercials.
Don't think we were.
Does anyone else get real tired of the same Chevy commercial at every break? I'm getting tired of looking at the old lady staring lovely at her beat-up Chevy truck. No, I really didn't notice, to be honest with you.
He's talking about the video commercial?
So there's one commercial where they talk about, people talk about they've had their truck for a long time, and they're like, just another chapter written for this vehicle. When it's get like barbed wire scratched it, or they hit something, or the cattle hit the front end of the truck and put a dent on it, and everybody's talking about it because the whole point of the matter is they've had it for a long time, put a lot of miles on it. But yeah, I mean, look, that's a big thing when you have teams have just one automotive yep. sponsorship, unless it's on the agency. If the agency doesn't have a variety of commercials to have you run through, you got to run what they give you.
I mean, if they're not being creative or offering up,
which is why in the past, like when I was with the Rockets, in the past you had just one exclusive car dealer, one exclusive beer category,
right?
And now they do exclusive quarters. So, like, I think Toyota's exclusive quarters were obviously first and fourth when people are normally tuned in the most, and then you can sell to a different automotive dealership second and third quarter.
Yeah. Probably
because it
smart.
Keeps it fresh too, gives you more money on the table.
Yeah.
So there's makes reasons sense. Why you do it.
All right. I hope you guys are ready for this text messages because these are about to be in your face.
Oh boy.
All right.
Why are you making that face?
I just don't care about weed whacking. You obviously care about that stuff. I don't.
I obviously care about it. Well, guess what, Nick?
How many text messages did you get?
So far, dozens.
I'm gonna go on the text
Much
line.
Respect to Barry. Us men take pride in doing our own yards. Both of y'all suck it.
And they shop at Forever 21.
Yep. Ding.
B. Lamb, I feel you on that black diamond string. I told you guys. I cut grass on the side. It's like a hot knife through butter. That was from Larry O. Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you being excited for me. Barry, do you weed eat first or do you mow? Oh my.
Are you serious right now?
Wow. Let's talk about Ed Sullivan. Seriously.
Seriously. Something just to get us off of this.
I really want people. Look, I told you guys.
Who's this Narcos guy on the line?
I told you. This is important. Just because you two yahoos, you two Nancys, don't do your own yard. There's plenty of men in the city that listen to this show that do their yards that would love to have a discussion about weed eater trim line.
Do it offline.
What? Well, we can talk about your dogs for 15 minutes, but we can't talk about weed eating?
Dogs are more interesting than the
lawn.
First
of all, yeah, we both talked about our dogs because it came up in conversation, all right?
So did weed eating.
Just because you're a cat lover doesn't mean that we have to talk about...
I mean, okay. Was that supposed to cut deep?
No, I'm just saying... No, it wasn't. I'm just saying, like, dogs are interesting. Mowing your lawn is not. I don't know what Narcos even wants, but if you want to take the call...
Oh, no.
Just I want to see what Narcos has to say. Narcos, what's up?
Yeah, y'all are really, really low. I can't hear you. Well, it's a quick question. Barry, you got to make sure that line is too heavy for your motor. Because it might blow your motor with that line.
I didn't realize that. Thank
good
you,
Good show, Narcos. Gentlemen. Great show.
Appreciate you, bud. That's good information.
Is that the black diamond?
Yeah, it feels thinner, but I did make sure that it was the same size.
Well, yeah, get a feel on your line. And then once you know that it's heavy to hang with the big motor... Let it fly. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I love that it just took off a little bit. And what I like most about it is that you guys hate it.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's what I love most about it.
It wouldn't be a bit if we didn't hate it and you loved it.
OU Mike said that Altuve water skiing commercial is pretty funny. Have you seen that one?
Yeah, that's the one where HEB, they do the whole thing where he and Springer and Correa, yeah. and all they're all buddies.
all of the HEB ones are actually pretty good.
I do. Now. I agree with that. HEB's smart because they do it in all the different markets. In San Antonio, the big thing was always Parker Ginobili and the Spurs guys do them. They had gotten Kawhi in. That's not going to happen anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they started doing it here and then with JJ and then yeah. parlayed into this year with the Astros. I think they're great. And then you can always find Where's Waldo. Scott McClellan looks like Where's Waldo with those round glasses.
He does. But he ruins the commercials.
Think so?
I think so. Because he tries to play the straight man, but he's not good at it. He's not a good actor. And like the one where they're all in the tub.
Yeah.
And they're going up and they're like, Scott, get the door. He's
we're
like,
looking at you, Scott.
I can't feel my legs. God, but it's not good. It's not, I mean, I want, they should.
You want Don Knotts?
No.
There's another name for you.
Yeah. Ask Nick if he knows who Don Knotts is.
Nope.
Andy!
Look, see, we're getting more lawn
yet,
care
calls. Three's Company.
Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Roper.
After Mr. Roper,
he was the better Mr. Roper, Don Knotts was. He was Mr. Furley, wasn't he?
Furley, because Roper was Norman Lear or something like that.
Yeah. I'm very interested in the weed eating question.
I'm not.
Whether you first mow or first weed eat. I mow first. And then I weed eat. That way I know how low to weed eat and to match the lawn.
Nick, what you need to keep in mind in all of this is if you whack your weeds before you get knee deep in the lawn, it's never going to turn out right.
Just get the gong out.
I'm going to hook you up with my lawn guy. That way you don't have
to. I don't need your
lawn
guy.
You don't have to do this.
I don't need your lawn guy.
I'm going to help you out. I'm going to make your life easier.
Dude's going to need an advance for the gas it's going to take to cover all that ground out at the farm.
I'll find somebody in the area.
All right.
We have a question about chinch bugs. Do you...
No. Chris, hang on. We may get to you. We may not. It's lawn care. I'm sure Barry will get to you after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, Better Home and Gardens, and all kinds of lawn tips right here on ESPN 97.5. Oh.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. To get off my lawn. Otherwise known as the usual suspect.
That's not what it's called.
You are just loving this.
I love it so much. I find it hilarious that you guys are this upset about lawn care.
Nobody cares, man. Nobody cares.
Really? Because the text line says otherwise.
I don't know what you've triggered them, is what you've done.
Have I?
Why don't you start Houston Lawn Day? A blog about nothing but lawn and garden.
Like I said, I don't need to do that. I have this fine radio program where I can answer lawn care questions.
You could have a billboard where you could say, what's up? How's your lawn, people?
David Gaines says, what kind of fertilizer should I use? Organic or synthetic? It just depends on what you want.
Ask the dude at Home Depot.
No, the dude at Home Depot doesn't know
somebody
about lawns.
And pass that off to someone who's actually going to do the labor.
That's why you lost all your plants, because you don't fertilize them water.
No, because I don't.
Idiot.
That's true. And like when these new shrubs die, I'm just going to replace them with new ones.
You just keep throwing
just
that,
by
survive.
The way, on this ridiculously bad show away. With Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler that Jay was basically saying last week. I saw someone on Twitter put it out there that goat poop is the best fertilizer for a lawn.
Really?
So she had someone bring goats to the house where they all pooped all over the lawn.
Really?
Yeah. That's how dumb that show is. By the way, nothing exploits stupidity more than Jay Cutler on a show to prove everybody was right along the way. That dude is just like brain dead. God, some of the stuff out of his mouth. And he's so like arrogant and everything, like he was Tom Brady or something at one point. He's just like, he just talks down to everybody, bashes everybody, all our friends.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know what channel it's on, but some of the clips I've seen, I was like, dude is just intentionally an a-hole to everyone.
I could see that though, right? Like, it doesn't surprise you that he's like that.
Right. You know, he's one of my favorites.
Oh, God. Yeah, totally. Mr. Packers fan here.
Yeah.
One of his faves. Y'all want to take Chris's call? It looks pretty interesting.
No, sure. Not really, but if you...
Chris has a lawn care question. Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys.
What up? On?
Yeah, you're
yeah,
on.
Chris, what's up?
I might be able to provide some peace between y'all. I heard you talking about Mr. Roper. I've actually got my dog's name is Roper.
Nice.
And so, small world. Anyway, I'm a new homeowner, Barry, and bought this house in the middle of summer. My lawn, it looks like it used to be good, but it's starting to thin out and starting to get brown in places. What's the best fertilizer for me to use? Because I'm right in line. I don't trust the Home Depot guys or the Lowe's guys.
Yeah, those guys don't know what they're talking about. Are you big on organics, or do you care if it's synthetic or not?
Jeez.
I'm whatever's cheapest and can get it green.
I tell you what, it'll green it up the fastest. Now, that's crickets. That's a whole different issue. If you really want to green it up, go with Sweet Green, or it's an organic from Nitrofos. You'll love the results.
Sweet Green or
Sweet Green. It's made by Nitrofos. It's great. You'll love it. It's all organic.
Awesome. I'm going to get it.
Cool, dude.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck, bud.
You couldn't have Googled that information, bro.
Seriously.
And realized what
this
you
needed.
This
portion of the program brought to you by Scott from Scott's, who's also going to weed eat your lunch. Stop it.
Ask my girl Siri, man. She would answer all your questions.
Google Siri.
Siri doesn't know anything about lawns.
Siri is an intelligent woman.
No.
And loyal.
I mean, you guys, it's going to take a while to get through all these texts about lawn care.
Good. While you're at that, I was going to mention the one thing that we didn't mention about Todd Gurley, which is with the Rams wrapping up a guy that was already under contract, Aaron Donald is again going through contract issues with the Rams. Kind of interesting that they were quick to lock up Todd Gurley, but they're going to let Aaron Donald potentially sit out again when he is arguably one of the top two most disruptive defensive players in the game.
Arguably. I'd say he is.
Okay. Even more so,
I would argue.
It should be a bigger point of contention with Rams fans. Like, you wrapped up Gurley, but why are you not taking care of a guy that's as dominant as Aaron Donald?
Yeah, it's pretty questionable.
Rams general manager, it's not only Todd, but a lot of other guys that we want to make Rams for a long time. We're working to make Aaron a Ram a long time. That's the goal. So I guess they just haven't come to terms, but they obviously want him on the team. I don't know. I mean, I guess Todd Gurley was more of a priority.
I was going to say, it's priorities, and I'm not sure I agree with that list of prioritizing. I understand how good Gurley is, and he's young, but Aaron Donald's proven it for a long time, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess this is the second time he's held out in how many years?
Last year he held out all of camp, and I think right up until the first game, sat out the first or second game to get back in condition, still was dominant when he got back.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'd be upset, too. But
if I were them, I mean, running back seems to be a position that isn't as difficult to fill as finding a dominant pass rusher. It's like the two hardest positions in football to find an elite player at. It's QB and an edge rusher. And if, I mean, you can get running backs, you can, that's why a lot of teams wait until later in the draft because it's.
Look at the Green Bay. I was upset with the way they handled their running back situation in the past, but they drafted two guys second round or later that ended up being the guys that toted the rock and carried the whole load for them last year. You're right. I mean, you want to say that you have to wait for a franchise type running back like an Adrian Peterson, but truth of the matter is, look at Alvin Kamara. They got him late, and look what he turned out to be. So you're right on that.
Yep.
And I feel like a lot of GMs want to be that guy, to find that guy late in later rounds that turns out to be an amazing running back that no one expected to be a good running back.
The diamond in the rough.
But it seems to be the smart move when you're talking about value.
Look in your own backyard. Look at what happened with Arian Foster. He was undrafted. One of the finds that Rick Smith did find. Found Arian Foster, brought him in. Had him on the practice squad early, got him ready, and then all of a sudden he's an all pro.
Yeah. Who knows what he would have had if he played, you know, his career. Because he when did he retire? It was like 3 years ago, right?
I mean, if he stays healthy, yeah he could have. He was putting up some serious numbers.
Yeah.
And he was good out of the backfield. So he was a three-down back. He could catch the ball. He's like Le'Veon Bell. When Bell starts talking about wanting to be paid because he's a pass catcher as well, and I get all that. It is kind of a rare commodity in the NFL, but at the same time, when you start throwing out quarterback numbers as to where you want to get paid, that's where, you know, any general manager and franchise is going to draw the line.
Most people, that's a little harder.
That's going too far.
Yep.
Other news in the NFL, just to wrap it up, we covered Gurley, Julio Jones. We covered Flash Gordon yesterday. with the Browns, Josh. So he's going to get everything straight. That's more, they said, more of the mental issues of some of the things he's dealing with. I think it's anxiety, depression type things. But he's trying to get all that. Tony Sperano died after the autopsy of heart disease. So that came out, the one-time head coach. And
it was heart disease?
Yeah, heart disease. Man. That was announced. And then out of the buffet lines, too good to pass up, ex-Wisconsin and Arkansas head coach Brett Bielema has officially joined New England's coaching staff. He has said he will never leave the NFL. It's too good. And I think that solely is focused on the buffet line. It has nothing to do with anything else. Because you want to talk about a guy that got big as a hog. But by the time he left Arkansas and was living high on the... Let me just tell you. I'm bitter. He left Wisconsin the way he did, and he got what he was coming to him. Karma's a biatch. So there you go.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to respond to all these lawn care. I mean, I know you guys...
You're doing it the right way. Off air is the best policy.
You guys try to say that what I bring to the table isn't important and no one cares about it. But obviously, all the texts and the calls and the tweets seem to say otherwise.
Well, sometimes listener and text participation is good, and sometimes it's bad. Y'all have both said that before.
Kyle said, what about Scott's bonus as Whedon feed? The problem with most Whedon feeds is they contain atrazine, and atrazine will kill your trees. So you have to be very careful when you use a Whedon feed that has atrazine around your trees. You're best off by getting the liquid version of atrazine and spraying your lawn, being careful not to get into the bed that you usually would have around your trees.
And we have to go to break.
I'm just using my knowledge to make our city better. What's wrong with that?
Wheat mulch is the one that you're not supposed to get dogs, and dogs are not supposed to be around.
Most dyed mulch is bad for your plants and your animals because it contains dyes in it. So if you like the red mulch or the mulches that are the black dyed mulch, that's bad for your plants. You should use... The best thing to do is to go get compost from somebody that does like natural composting. Use that as mulch. It's the best for your flower beds. You'll never have a dead shrub, assuming you water them, which you wouldn't know nothing about, Nick.
My lawn guy takes care of it.
Okay.
All right, we're at the midway point in the show. We're going to take a break, come back with a whole lot more... Sports related and other things. Don't go anywhere. It's Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the second half of the show. 90 in the books, 90 still to go. It is The Usual Suspects. It's a Tuesday. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Enjoy him while you got him with your home and garden crap because he's on the road and out tomorrow. And then he's coming to us via satellite from OKC on Thursday and Friday where he'll be in search of Kevin Durant.
No, not in OKC.
Carmelo Anthony.
No, that'd be Atlanta now until he gets here.
I don't think he ever went to Atlanta. Yeah, let's be honest.
He's not, okay. Definitely.
Yeah. He's definitely on his way here.
Mark said, as a humble Bears fan, keep the lawn care talk going just to drive Joel nuts.
It's working.
Yeah.
It's not my fault. This is what the people wanted. You should see. I mean, the text messages are blowing up. Obviously, the calls are still rolling in.
All calls. All the lines are open.
Twitter. No, Lawrence is right there.
Who's
home
that?
Improvement
I don't
question.
See anybody on the
yeah. But Mr. Irrigation...
talk about a name from the back of a milk carton.
Yeah, he did say, and this is a good point. Now, it's especially true in May. Like, my neighbor has Bermuda grass, and I'll spray it with atrazine just to kill it when it comes into my yard. But atrazine can kill Bermuda this time of year because it's too hot, so be careful. That's a great point, Mr.
So he basically said your advice was bad.
No,
and this is the right
it's
advice.
Just saying my advice about not using atrazine around your
people
trees.
People should ask Mr. Irrigation about what to do.
No, I think they should still call the show. He was just validating that you don't want to use the liquid atrazine on Bermuda right now.
Okay. There's a YouTube channel called The Lawn Care Nut.
Uh huh.
Subscribe to that.
Well played,
I
sir.
I don't need that.
Well played.
It's all right here in the
lawn. It's all right here
in the old temple.
What is going on? Yeah,
somebody asked me a question about tile and grout, and I said I don't know. I just take care of lawns. You're on your own with the tile and grout.
Well, good. Then we don't have to take Lawrence's call.
Well, we don't know what it's about. Let's find out.
It says home improvement.
Yeah, he's been waiting for 7 minutes. Joel, we're taking Lawrence's call because I love the people, and you don't. Lawrence, what's up?
Oh, so I guess Tuesday is now is home improvement and lawn care. So I guess Wednesday is sex talk with Darling Way. I didn't know y'all had a new set, man. Why you listening?
Nick and I didn't know either, Lawrence. That's the funny thing.
Be honest with you, Lawrence. I didn't either till it just morphed into that.
Right. So I'm asked you a question. I'm gonna hang up and listen. So I have a Venus fly trap, man. What kind of fertilizer I can use for that, Barry? I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, Lawrence.
It's a great question.
Venus fly trap, Barry. Fill it with meat.
Yeah, he doesn't have an answer, but you can tweet at Mr. Irrigation for
well,
an answer.
I would certainly
or Google whatever you said.
Yeah, Google Siri.
You guys won't let me answer.
Go ahead. My bad. You had the answer. Go ahead.
You know those little plugs that you, the fertilizer plugs that you put into the into a plant that slowly dissolves?
No, I don't.
I would go with one of those.
Put your plug in a Venus flytrap and see how that works out. No, I wouldn't do that.
Somebody had a lawn care question about their deck. Well, they said, is it true that if I cut my lawn short in front of my deck, it will make my deck look bigger?
Welcome to redneck comedy, blue-collar comedy.
How was that not OU Mike?
That wasn't OU Mike.
That's a good question. How wasn't it OU Mike?
Surprisingly, that was not OU Mike.
Good Lord, this is excruciating.
I will. I'll sprinkle them throughout. I won't continue to just eat up segment after segment with all these riveting.
Why stop now?
I'll just sprinkle them throughout. I'm not gonna. Because you guys are getting upset. You're obviously mad.
Football.
Yes.
ESPN has rated the quarterbacks in the NFL on a four-tier system to try and get to every quarterback in the league. With that said, there's a little bit of controversy, I guess, about who fits where.
Mm-hmm.
So of the four tiers, tier three is a monster.
Yes.
And there are some surprises. Tier four, there's only four quarterbacks. And I hate to break it to Patrick and others, but Mitch Trubisky is a smack dab at the top of the fourth tier, which is the worst, along with Josh McCown, A.J. McCarron, and Patrick Mahomes, because he's unproven. So there's your Bears fix. The top tier is also a small list of only four quarterbacks, led by
Deshaun Watson.
Oh. Aaron Rodgers?
No, you would lead with that.
Well, because he is who he is. He's on top of the list at number one overall.
No.
Then Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and a lot of people have issue with the fact that number four is Ben Roethlisberger. You good with that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's hard to argue. I think a lot of times he doesn't get the credit because he's got a lot of weapons around him.
Would
with,
agree.
With Brown and Bell and all the guys he's had, even Juju Smith-Schuster and those guys have come along. And he's got a good offensive line. But the fact of the matter is he's taken him to Super Bowls. He throws for 300 yards on a consistent basis. His numbers are good, and he wins. So it's hard for me to argue with him. The only thing that I would say is kind of along those same lines, one of the names that was in tier two that I could see being a fifth added to tier one was Matt Ryan.
I don't know. I don't think Matt Ryan is a tier one if we're just basing this off of... I mean, you're going to lump Matt Ryan in with
Matt
Brady
Ryan's
and Rodgers.
Taking his team to a Super Bowl. He does have a lot of weapons, but he does put
it's
up
been
big,
wildly
gaudy
inconsistent.
Numbers.
The thing about everybody in that tier one is they were really never inconsistent in their career.
I'll give you the other one.
I mean,
about
all
tier
those
one,
guys...
They all have a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and all those guys have been consistently great. I don't think you could say that about Matt Ryan or anybody else that might be suggested by others to be in that first tier. But
so anybody else on tier two? Now, here's tier two. Anybody on tier two that you'd move to tier one, aside from me saying Matt Ryan could be considered? Russell Wilson, Matthew Stafford, Philip Rivers. Then Wentz, I cannot believe Luck is on this list as a tier two. Then Cam Newton, Carr, Garoppolo, and Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have, and I hate to say this, Texans fan, cover your ears, but I don't think that I would have Deshaun Watson in tier two just yet. He's played in six games.
I would tend to agree with you on that.
I think the six games that you saw, he had some flashes, and I saw them talking about this morning on Get Up or whatever the hell it's called while I was waiting on my car to be washed at the oil change place, and I thought one of the points they made about Watson, which is something that I think Texans fans need to keep in mind and keep an eye on for the year, and it's a valid point, and it's something that scares you a little bit, is he did have some crazy throws where he would just chuck it up,
yeah,
and let D-Hop go get it. And that can be a bit concerning, and he had a few interceptions where you just shook your head. He would come back and make a crazy good play and have you shaking your head in a positive way.
Well, you remember the Kansas City game to that point? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people have said that was the coming out party for him because he showed his arm strength, but he did exactly what you said. He just had a guy that was gifted enough to pull it away from a defender.
Yeah. So I you want to see him become a little more conservative with the ball and some of the throws that he makes. Not conservative in that, you know, his style, but just don't try to throw it up there, a la Johnny Manziel with Mike Evans back in the A&M days, where he would just throw it up.
True.
And Mike Evans will go get
so
it.
So anybody on that tier list, you're going to move up?
Nope. I think tier one is
Russell Wilson?
Nope. Okay. I don't think Russell Wilson is a tier one quarterback.
Okay.
No. And I'm okay with Luck being there just because he's been injured, but when he's healthy, I think he's definitely a tier two guy. It's just his injuries have been a problem. Okay. Guys that are on that list that maybe shouldn't be, I don't know if Garoppolo has done enough yet either.
He's been impressive since he got to San Francisco, well, just but like you're Watson, right, another small sample size.
But so I don't know if I would have Garoppolo at tier two.
Wentz maybe only did it for a year.
Yeah.
Until he got hurt.
He might be another guy. But yeah, the rest of it, I think, is probably pretty accurate. I just thought there's two guys that, and Garoppolo and Watson, that just their sample size is too small.
And they were at the bottom of tier two, so they could easily be in that tier three.
Okay.
Tier three.
Oh, so that was in order. Like,
yep. Okay. All in order. And tier three, the one that shocks me, and we'll get to it at least one, but if you're a Cowboys fan, you better cover your ears, because Kirk Cousins, Alex Smith, Eli Manning, and then Dak Prescott. Then Jared Goff, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, then Dalton, Flacco, Case Keenum, Tyrod Taylor. Blake Bortles actually moved up to tier three in my mind. I don't know how he got there. Ryan Tannehill and Sam Bradford. Sam Bradford's a guy, if he stays healthy, might go up.
Yeah.
But
the only guy that I would move out of tier three into tier two is Cousins. I would put him as a tier two quarterback.
You?
At the bottom. Yeah, I would move Watson down, move Cousins up.
See, I think Alex Smith is kind of the same as Kirk Cousins to me.
Okay.
In terms of just winning in the regular season with the Chiefs and getting to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Dak, I mean, what's the knock on Dak is what? One good year, one bad year?
Yeah. And I think he relies pretty heavily on a running game.
On Zeke.
Yeah.
All right. So, if you want to kick that around, we just thought I'd throw that out there for you as well. There's some NFL talk. We got baseball to talk to and talk about and some basketball. But Astros are back on the diamond tonight. They are in Colorado for a quick two gamer. With Garrett Cole on the hill. So if you want to talk Stros, we can do that as well. But we're here for you. So if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest that's not home and gardening, we're here to answer your questions. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you heard the man. It's The Usual Suspects on a Tuesday here on ESPN 97.5. We'll be joined by the sports mappers at 3 straight up, so therefore, be prepared if you want the simulcast. And always, download the app, and therefore you don't have to worry about 94.1, 97.5. Just listen to us, take us everywhere just by having the app on your phone or with Bluetooth in your car, wherever you go.
That's right.
Ding. I don't even want to ask this question like I normally do in casual conversation.
Okay.
So, but of course, How's the text lines and anything going electronically we need to get to?
Well, since you asked, Kyle wanted to know, do you cut your grass tall or short? It depends on the grass. If it's Bermuda, you want to cut it as short as possible. Your best option is to use a wheel mower, not in a like a regular lawnmower. Get you a manual wheel mower. Those are the best for Bermuda. But you should always go maybe like an inch tall on Bermuda. St. Augustine, you want to cut as high as possible. If it can go 4.5 inches, you should definitely cut your lawn at 4.5 inches if it's St. Augustine.
Did you see how excited he got when you brought that up, Joel?
Sure did.
Deshaun Verlander said, be careful around the driveway. Some fertilizer can stain it. That's right, because they contain iron, and the iron will show up as rust on your concrete. Always make sure when you fertilize to either blow or sweep the driveway and sidewalks around your house.
You blow till your heart's content, sir. Mm.
I have a blower. It's very nice.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to get out?
One person said, hey, Barry, thanks for the mowing St. Augustine grass tip. I actually Googled it, and you have blown my mind. I've been mowing my grass too low my entire life. Guys, we're changing lives here, and I think that's what you guys failed to realize.
So Barry gave you the advice, and you still Googled it to confirm.
Well, I mean.
Oh, I get it now.
I get it. You know what? You have to establish credibility.
So you Googled it anyway.
What credentials did I have until now? What credentials did I have? And now I've established myself as an obvious genius when it comes to lawn care. And people will take my advice and not have to Google
it. You've established yourself as a person who can Google search.
Have you seen
lawn
me search
care.
Anything?
No, I see. On that note,
you're 20 feet away.
I will disagree. I think he knows all of this. I really do.
Yeah, you can suck it, Nick.
But if we keep giving him that credit, people are going to keep calling and texting, so I'd rather lie to people and say,
nope.
Barry's incredibly dumb.
713-780-3776 for all your lawn care questions.
On the more dominant question of the day, or the topic of the day, we were talking about the NFL, and we were talking, this guy's name has popped up quite a bit in the last week or so here, but since Jimmy Garoppolo got to San Francisco, we know he's gone out with porn stars, we know that ESPN has him in the tier two, as we just talked about that. But how about the fact that he's so confident? This reminds me a lot of Tony Romo, but Tony Romo just over his career wasn't able to deliver the goods. But Tony Romo is one of those guys that's always had that overconfident kind of cockiness to him. But now reports via Bleacher Report are coming out that Garoppolo was interviewed when talking about his time in New England. And basically talking about the fact that there wasn't a very close relationship between him and Tom Brady, but it was healthy and it was competitive. And he said, as competitions go, there were some tense moments between the two of them as they would compete after practice, doing throwing games, accuracy things. And there'd be days when one would win, he said, and the other wouldn't talk to them for a little bit. The next day it'd be fine, but it was one of the best things for Garoppolo. They'd push each other, and they got two Super Bowls out of it. But Garoppolo said the competitiveness was very... between the two of them was very similar, and now he started comparing himself. And he said, you know, if I played one-on-one with one of my buddies, at the end of the day, we're probably going to hate each other if we're as competitive as we should be. That's how it's supposed to be. But then he goes on to get a little bit over the top because, like, as we've talked about with other quarterbacks back in the day, Joe Montana and Steve Young weren't exactly friendly. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers weren't exactly friendly. So Brady wasn't going to see it in his role to give Garoppolo advice, even things as trivial as footwork, he wasn't going to help him. But Garoppolo said, even when I was a little kid, my brothers, whenever we would play, I always thought I was going to win. I wouldn't, but I always thought that I would. And when I got to New England, when I first got there, I thought in my head, I'm better than this dude. In your
That's
head, you believe
cocky.
You're better than Tom Brady, the interviewer asked. And he said, it was always a quiet confidence. I would never speak that out loud. But the
you
questioner
just did.
But the questioner said, but you believed you were better than Tom Brady? Yeah, you believe in yourself. That's the best way to put it. So you're going up against Tom Brady and saying, I'm better than you. That might be a little too far.
Well, I part of me says, wow, that's just cocky. But you know what? To be an athlete and to be in the NFL or the NBA or the Major League Baseball or whatever, I don't know why I put a the in front of Major League Baseball, but to be an athlete at that level in professional sports, you have to have an enormous amount of self-confidence.
True.
Most of those guys, there's no room for doubt. I mean, what they think they can do is the reason that they've gotten as far as they have, along with natural ability and work ethic and all that other stuff. But the mindset that, no one's better than me is in from the best guy in the NFL to the worst guy in the NFL, they still believe that. So I'm not so upset with the fact that he thinks he's better than Tom Brady. But I don't know if I would have come out and even admitted that.
See, that's why that's the it problem. Was great when he was still keeping it in. But when you do an interview with Bleacher Report, it's not in anymore. It's out and it's blaring and it's gaudy and it's all over the place.
Yeah, but I think you're starting to see, you know, between the porn star and this, you're starting to see this guy's attention hungry a little bit. He may not look like that now.
Like I've been sitting in his shadow forever. Now it's time for me.
This guy wants. I mean, he doesn't strike me as a guy that's dumb, so dumb to the point where he knew that he said that on a podcast or with Bleacher Report that wasn't going to be isolated and made into a headline. Like he's not that dumb. I really don't believe he's that dumb.
And here's the thing too. And you can go back to how I've always admired how Charles Barkley has always paid homage to those that paved the way for him. And was always respectful of them, from Bill Russell all the way on down. You know, they always made sure, hey, without those guys doing what they did, we wouldn't make the money we did. But interesting in the names that they brought up and examples where quarterbacks weren't so quick to help their proteges behind them. The one thing that you can say about Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers is that Aaron Rodgers proved himself. Steve Young proved himself behind Joe Montana. And the other thing, when you look at these comparisons and you say these things, those guys have the track record. And I think that if you look at like from Rodgers and Steve Young's case, they never came back and bashed those guys for saying that they weren't going to help or they didn't do enough. They didn't come out and publicly rip them. Now, Rodgers and Favre have always been icy, but he didn't come out and say, he's always taken the high road if you can find me quotes, but for the most part, he's always taken the high road. Steve Young too. Steve Young was pretty frustrated for a while, but he never would go out and bash Montana. But again, those other guys, those two guys have those accolades. Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have those accolades yet either to be coming out and doing an interview like this and already firing off that kind of stuff with Brady.
Well, I think the mistake was saying, I would never say it out loud, but you just did.
Yes. Yes.
You just did. And that was the mistake. I don't mind the confidence in thinking that you're better than somebody else. I mean, God forbid, that's how part of how you get to that level. But
maybe he's not an intention guy and he really believes in himself and he really believes that. That's fine. But you have to expect the blowback that happens when you say you're better than someone like look, rappers say that all the time. They knowingly say they're the best rappers of all time, knowing that they can't even put themselves in that discussion. But I think in this dynamic, you have to expect the blowback. And so, you know.
I mean, there's one thing for sure now. It's all on the table. I mean, this is a huge year for him. He got the trade. You know, he did well last year. He got the money. And now it's going to be, all right, now live up to expectations, because obviously with his confidence level, he believes he can do it. But this is a big year for it, because there's a lot of people that are projecting the Niners to possibly be a playoff team and be obviously greatly improved. And that's all on his shoulders.
There certainly is a lot of hype. And it's one thing to know that there's a lot of buzz and hype around you. But then if you come out and start saying things like, oh, I've never said it out loud, but yeah, I thought I was better than Tom Brady. That's a whole other level. That's a whole other level of expectation. Now people are going to say, instead of, oh, this kid could be great, oh, you think you're great. Well, then go show us that you are. Go prove it.
Yep.
As opposed to just letting him kind of build naturally. So Lauren Pope said, Pac-Man Joel is so desperate to keep the topics away from Barry's Funny's lawn talk, and it's hilarious. See? People are picking up on you hating on me.
It's all me, Nick. You don't hate it.
I hate it, too.
Lauren Pope said that, so, I mean, don't get mad at me.
Well, tell the Pope to get in her papal mobile and go cut the grass. I don't know.
Her and Mr. Pope came out to my shows this past weekend, all the way from Beaumont.
Did they bring the Florida State helmet?
How awesome is that, huh?
Did they bring the Florida State helmet?
No.
Okay. Hey, we got 1 hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be joined by Sports Mappers next, right here on ESPN 97.5.